So just go ahead now and allow your eyelids to close down. And begin to bring your attention to your breathing. You don't have to change your breathing pattern. You don't have to judge your breathing pattern. Just notice it. Breathing in, breathing out. Notice how the breath feels in your chest. And notice how it feels down low in your belly. And as you draw your attention inward, allow yourself to fully inhabit your body. For your consciousness is present in each and every part of your body, your toes and feet, your legs, pelvic area, your stomach and chest. Right in the center of you, your shoulders and arms and fingers, your neck, your head and face. Every place in your body contains your consciousness. And just allow yourself to be present with that consciousness. As your thoughts begin to slow down, let yourself imagine a glorious sunrise, and you face the direction of the east. As the sun rises, that great father energy coming out of the form of grandmother, Mother Earth holding Father Sun, Father Sky rising. And as you imagine the sunrise and let yourself be in it, it could be over a great body of water. It could be the sun breaking above a mountain range. Or the familiar sunrise that you see from your home. It's all the Great Mother and the Great Father moving through the cycle, the natural cycle of nature. And as you face the east and breathe, you're breathing in the spirit and the energy of new beginnings. For the east is associated with sunrise and springtime. The new beginnings in our lives. And so imagine a new beginning with each inhale. Each breath. And feel the power of unlimited potential. For the East is a time of rebirth and a time of light bursting through after the darkness. And as you breathe in the energy of the East, you're breathing in healing for the mind, the place where we seek to find the truth of life, and the place where we release the lies and the negative beliefs about ourselves. Those beliefs that bind us to old places and prevent new beginnings. So just let yourself breathe in that healing, the healing for the mind and the thoughts and the beliefs. Releasing the lies, releasing the negative beliefs. Breathing in unlimited potential. And now, as the sun continues to ascend up to its zenith, its highest point, and you imagine turning to the south, the direction of the south is the direction of childhood and adolescence. The south is associated with noontime and the season of summer. And the south is our direction for learning. The lessons of all the ages are contained in the energy of the south. The south is a time of rapid growth, inwardly and outwardly. And the south is the place we come to learn about love and the healing of the heart. This is the place we come to release all that is not love. So as you breathe in the energy of the South, healing the emotions, healing the heart, with every exhale, release hate, release fear, release envy, jealousy, and now release anger, and resentment. Here in the South, the spirits teach us about the power of the open heart in conjunction with the discriminating mind. So breathe in that healing of the emotions. Releasing judgment of yourself and others. As you feel the warmth of that noonday sun, and now the sun begins to descend to the west, and our attention shifts as we prepare to leave the outward and go inward. The west is associated with autumn and with the twilight of the day. The west is the in-between times. It is the time of endings, when things are drawing to a close. The west is a time of maturity, the direction of responsibility and giving back. sharing our skills and our strengths. The West prepares us for the natural rhythm of hibernation, preparing us to go inward as our focus adjusts. The power of the West is the power of serving with grace and strength and great ability. And the energy of the West provides healing for the spirit. So breathe in that spiritual healing. Breathe in that divine connection. And as the sun sets, we come into dark night. As the darkness grows, this is the direction of the north. Imagine turning to the north. The north is associated with the season of winter and with midnight. The north is the direction of paradox, where things seem to be still and quiet on the outside, while much growth and activity is happening on the inside. And the north is the in-between time, sometimes feeling chaotic, the time between the ending and the new beginning. The north has many lessons for us. The energy of the north heals our physical body. The energy of the north teaches us to be patient and to sit with our chaos and with our fears, and to not rush to the new beginning until it's time. Energy of the North, it's important to ground yourself, remembering that you are a being of the earth and of the sky. And the North is a time of deep intuition. It's important to pay attention to the lessons of the North, because they prepare us for the new birth in the East as we travel around the wheel. And if we are to have another day, the sun again begins to rise out of the Great Mother. And this is the same pattern as the rising of the spiritual energy from the base of your spine up through the chakras to the crown. And as that energy begins to rise, we feel our groundedness and our abundance. We feel connected to our emotions, our feelings. And we feel the power of our confidence. And as it rises up to its zenith in the south, we move our awareness to the heart center. We We release judgment and hurt. We breathe in unconditional love and compassion for ourselves and others. When we move into the spiritual realm, we go inside and a bridge appears. A bridge taking us from the outer world to the inner world. Connecting with ancestors and our spirit guides and our divine consciousness in whatever way that is experienced. And as the sun moves, the energy moves in our body up to the crown. And the light pours in, surrounding us and infusing us. So as you breathe in from the crown of your head, just imagine the light filling your body, surrounding your body. And now let that light spill out and go out beyond you. To all those in need of light. Those who have sabotaged themselves, created misery and suffering for themselves and those around them. For those who have been robbed of opportunity. And for anyone who is in great pain. Allow that light to surround yourself and all others. Just know that that light is your protection and your inspiration.